The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. Don't be a loser. Beat Mix. You're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Jeff from Puyallup is. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, buddy.
Puyallup versus Puyallup. Time for you to get out of here, Steve.
The P-Town Throwdown.
That sounds weird.
For those playing at home, Jeff will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What does VHS stand for?
Wow. Video home system?
Yes. In thoroughbred horse racing, at what age does a filly become a mare?
3 years, 4 years.
4 years, yes. Who is the front man of Bush?
Gavin Rossdale.
Correct. What is the oldest university in Washington?
Oh, UW.
Correct. How many Golden Girls were there?
4.
There were. Which disease comes from the medieval Italian word for bad air?
Scurvy?
No.
Pass.
Who directed the movie Bowling for Columbine?
Oliver Stone?
No.
Quentin Tarantino?
No.
Pass.
What decade did the first Burger King open?
50s.
Yes, 50s. What was the first minivan to be named Motor Trend Magazine's Car of the Year?
Dodge Caravan?
It was. What is the explosion at the end of a star's life cycle called?
Oh, isn't it the name of that TV show?
Jeff, you know what? No worries. You scored 7, and that is a fine score.
I'm still disappointed in you, Jeff. That was terrible.
Here comes Steve. He's got his thinking juice, otherwise known as coffee.
Excuse me.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What does VHS stand for?
Oh, man. Video home system?
Correct. In thoroughbred horse racing, at what age does a filly become a mare?
When it gets voted in?
No.
I don't know. Is it 3?
No.
4?
Yes. Who is the front man of Bush?
Oh, Gavin Rossdale.
Correct. What is the oldest university in Washington?
I'm guessing Washington State University.
It is not.
Oh. UW?
Yes. How many Golden
Shocked
Girls
you
were there?
That's that question. 4.
Yes. Which disease comes from the medieval Italian word for bad air?
What? Bad air? Aries.
No.
I don't know. Chlamydia.
No.
Syphilis.
No. Who directed the movie Bowling for Columbine?
Oh, gosh. What's that? Michael Moore.
Yes. In what decade did the first Burger King open?
That'd be the 1950s?
Correct. In what year? Oh, sorry. What was the first minivan to be named Motor Trend Magazine's Car of the Year?
Town and Country.
No.
What's the one? The Caravan.
Yes. What is the explosion at the end of a star's life cycle called?
Is that the sonic boom?
No.
The climax.
Wow.
Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct. And that is a win.
Let's go.
8-7. Sorry, Jeff.
I tried to hand him win. Lost number 70.
I refuse to lose. I got to keep those L's at 69.
The disease that comes from the medieval Italian word for bad air is malaria.
Malaria.
And the explosion at the end of a star's life cycle is a supernova.
Supernova.
Those were tough questions, but I'm really impressed that you got 8.
I did well.
The Daily Mix Show.
Have you ever made a purchase only to never use it? 206-803-ROCK. Migs, you went to Costco yesterday.
I went to the land of...
dangerous purchases.
Impulse purchases that I don't use. We still haven't used our Creamy Ninja thing. And yesterday we purchased another thing, which I'm almost certain we will never use. Although maybe I'll be wrong, and maybe this will be the catalyst. This will inspire us. We're walking around. We're checking everything out. They have these tents. And these tents that they were selling were a good deal. Mm-hmm. And also they have lights inside the tent. So I'm like, that's pretty freaking cool. Like, you have a tent and it already has built-in lights. Like, how awesome is that?
You could have your own little wraith in there.
And I don't know if they could change the colors, but my wife and I are going back. She's like, that'd be fun. We should actually try and go camping for a change. I'm like, you know what will make us go camping? If I buy this tent. And so I grabbed it. And yes, we purchased it, $100 for this tent.
It said
it fits
deal.
Six people, which I think is very ambitious. I feel like you have to really snuggle in if you want to get six people. I feel like it'll fit a family of three somewhat comfortably.
Steve, when was the last time we went camping?
Danny, I'm not even sure. It might have been 15 years ago, but I'm not positive.
Do you want to know something about camping, though? This is very serious.
We're not going to do it?
It's intense.
And the funny part is, that's not the only impulse purchase that we made. We also purchased one of these giant, like, Lilo and Stitch squishmallows for Tatum. That was the first purchase we made, because, like, she's always wanted one, and they finally had it. So I'm like, let's get it. And so now my wife's, like, having this meltdown at Costco. She's like, we're buying too much stuff. Let's put something away. What does she grab? This thing of, like sea salt that's like $8. I'm like, oh, okay, because that $8 is really taking us over the limit. And she's like, well, we got to get rid of something. We can't. This is going to be too expensive. Well, so now we have a tent, and I'm curious to see if by summer's end if we will actually have used it.
Nope.
Have you ever made a purchase only to never use it? 206-803-ROCK. We do have someone on hold who bought something that is just too confusing to use. We're going to chat with them in a minute, but first, Aaron from North Bend, tell us about the purchase you made only to never use it.
Yeah, I bought a twin turbo kit for my car and then had work issues, which prevented me from installing it or being able to afford to tune it. So I have about $10,000 worth of parts at my house just sitting on a shelf.
Could you resell it, would you take too big of a hit on the resale?
I could resell it. It's a niche market for a car that was imported into the country.
Oh.
And also, it's good to just keep that as a constant reminder of a very expensive purchase.
206-803-ROCK.
I don't feel so bad about the $100 tent after all.
Bob from Tacoma, what is that purchase you made only to never use it?
Hey, morning, everybody. How are you?
Good. Great. How are you, Bob?
Good. Steve, I think you can appreciate this. I bought a Donner guitar pedal, and what it does is it loops. It has every effect known to mankind. It emulates 35 different amplifiers, everything, and the thing's just too frickin' confusing for me.
Have you tried a YouTube tutorial?
Oh, yeah.
When all else fails, get on YouTube.
Either.
And it was even after the YouTube tutorial, it was just too much.
Yeah, there's too much going on. And, you know, you push one button halfway down, it does this. You push it all the way down, and the screen lights up. And if the screen lights up, it'll do this.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I'm sorry, I fried too many brain cells when I was young. I can't comprehend everything.
I've been guilty of that, too, where I'll get, like, a musical thing, and I'm like, yo, I'm going to learn how to use the synthesizer. It can't be all that hard. I've seen people do it, and I look at this thing, I'm like, there's just a lot of freaking buttons.
I have another question for you, though.
Yes.
What about your hockey gear that you bought a couple years ago? Have you used that yet?
I promise I'm going to bring that gear in and hit you over the head with it. No, I think at some point I'm going to use it.
Do you think you're going to use it or the tent first?
Or the Ninja Creamer.
Oh my God.
You guys just want me to... I should just come in and just give you guys money. Because I'm just wasting money. Might as well give it to you guys so maybe you can put it to use. Because I feel like we're just spending money in my house for stuff that we never use. And there's only one person to blame for it.
Tatum.
Sure.
The Daily Migs Show.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. To find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Bomani Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
There's always a little bit of drama when there's an HOA involved, right, Steve Miggs?
Oh, yes.
Well, there's a guy from Arizona, a homeowner by the name of David Martin. He has been fined many times over the past 5 years by his HOA for something really kind of strange. He's just been offering free water to his neighbors. And this is the news report on what's been going on.
For the past 5 years,
you want water or ice?
David Martin has had this in his driveway. A cooler filled with chilled water bottles, giving them out to anyone who needs them.
It's really for the drivers, it's for the families, it's for the kids. It's to do something positive in a world that needs it.
A simple gesture.
It's simple and very random also.
Do
your neighbors not have water?
Getting him fined $100 a month from his HOA. According to the HOA's management group, advertising free water out in the open goes against the community's rules and regulations.
I stand firm on the fact that I'm not paying the fines, the cooler's not going anywhere.
With many neighbors on his side.
I'd seen that. I thought that was kind of ridiculous.
Now he's fighting back.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like such an innocent thing and a very valuable thing, especially during the hot summer months, to make water available for your neighbors. So, I think he's doing good guy stuff.
So their issue is that he's advertising water. Are they worried like they're going to lose their water sponsorship deal at the HOA? That just seems very strange.
Well, and I saw the picture of the cooler with his sign and everything. It's not like it's some crazy eyesore.
And it's not like it's brought to you by Smart Water or
something.
That's weird. So you don't have an HOA.
I've never had an HOA. We have a road association, but it's like not even on the same level.
And Danny's smart. He just rents, so he doesn't have to worry about any of this crap.
Yeah, if we have an HOA, I have no idea about it.
What kind of HOA drama have you personally dealt with, Steve?
I've had a couple. At the new house, I've gotten one letter from the HOA.
Like a warning?
Yeah, because they were like, your weeds are getting a little too high. There was a part of our house. I thought it was our neighbor's part. I didn't realize that was where, like it's like an extra couple of inches from like their line of like ownership to ours. And like, it's just a random little spot. And there were the weeds. I thought, I'm like, when are they going to take care of that? Then I realized, oh, we're the idiots. They didn't fine us. But I was like, we quickly got that fixed. And then also one time they were like, your steps haven't been painted. And we can see like there's some chips on the paint on the stairs.
How often are you supposed to paint the stairs?
I guess often enough so it doesn't have any chips. I don't know.
How dare you?
Actually, that's part of my list of things to do. The one, though, was not at the current house. It was the last house. And that this one pissed me off to no end. I got a letter from them threatening to like fine us because we were letting our dog poop wherever it wanted in the neighborhood. And they even like, you know, said exactly where it was and all this. And I'm like, I know exactly what they're talking about, but it's not our dog. And they kept sending us letters. I'm like, look, it's not our dog. And my wife made fun of me because I kind of became my dad for a second because I went out there, took a picture of the poop, took a picture of our dog, emailed it to the HOA and said, do you think our dog is capable of making this?
Wow.
Our 7-pound dog. I mean, this thing was like clearly from a dog that was like at least 50 pounds.
And they thought it was Lulu.
They thought it was Lulu. Oh my God. Soon after that, we got an email like, we apologize. We completely got the wrong. We must have gotten the houses mixed up. I was like, okay. Because they were like going to like fine me for that.
And I'm
like,
my gosh.
I pick up after my dog. You're not fining me for someone else's dog.
Responsible Steve Miggs would never leave dog poop out.
Not intentionally.
No.
No. Now, human. No, I'm kidding.
Wow. I love an HOA horror story, so I'm hoping that the Rockaholics can also share some with us.
I got to imagine. Anytime we've talked about HOAs, some people just have the worst HOAs where they like lose. I remember one time getting a letter because they're like, you left your garbage pail out in the front longer than it should. And it was like not even 24 hours.
What is that? The grace period is only 24 hours?
I think on my last development, whoever was running the HOA was like drunk with power and just looked for any reason to send you those like warning letters.
Did they show up with like a badge?
They might as well have. I mean, but the letters were always just so dumb.
Oh, God.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Have you ever been fined by your homeowners association, or did you ever just get one of the nasty letters like Steve Miggs has gotten before?
A couple here and there.
Call 206-803-ROCK. Steve, we have someone on hold who's on the inside. Someone who has actually served on the board of an HOA.
Oh, this should be good.
So we're going to chat with them in just a moment, but first we've got Matt from Maple Valley on. Matt, when were you fined by your HOA, or when did you get in trouble with the homeowners association?
We weren't fine, but the wife and I wanted to paint the house because the HOA was built in the early 2000s. So all the houses are light gray, light yellow, light brown, light blue, and we wanted to update the color. And so we told them what we wanted to do, and they said, well, give us a color scheme. And so we got a small sheet of plywood and put the colors together and showed them, sent, went to their meeting, the board meeting.
Oh, my gosh.
And they said, yeah, exactly. And they came back. The HOA manager or president was our neighbor across the street. Sweet little Asian lady, super, super nice. And she had to come over and be the bearer of bad news because the other two were drunk with power and said the gray is too dark. And I looked at her, and I own a landscape company, and I did 6 of the 24 homes. So I did 25% of the homes in the neighborhood that always looked immaculate. And the treasurer of the board, his yard is where the monument is, and his yard always looked absolutely horrible. So I looked her in the face, and I said, I will send a letter every week to you guys complaining about his yard if you guys do not accept this. They came back to us, said, hey, how about just one shade lighter of the gray?
Oh, God.
So we exactly, Steve. We resubmitted on the other side of that piece of wood the color scheme with the lighter shade of gray. They approved it. And then we painted the house the original shape.
I was going to say, I was hoping you were going to say that because I'm like, how are they going to know?
Did they ever know?
Yeah, because I told them after we moved out.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, it's not like you're asking to paint your house hot pink.
No.
I never understand that. I get like having the HOA for like, you know, instances where maybe when someone goes a little over the top, be like, hey, pump the brakes a little bit. But if you're just saying no to something just so you show that you have power over somebody else's home and their choices, that just sounds stupid to me.
Dumb. 206-803-ROCK, Justin in Seattle. Tell us about the time that you got fined by your HOA or when you got in trouble with your HOA.
They're a fucking, so I kind of work for the HOA, and then I get, like, work orders that I have to go fix stuff. So I'll be out there working, and then I'll get a call from my boss, and they're like, hey, where are you? And I tell them where they're at. They go, like, well, there's some homeless guy. He's got, like, a handful of light bulbs, and just said hi to one of the ladies from the that live at such high. I go, I'm right there working on our house. And they go, oh, that's you.
You're the homeless guy.
And they'll say, like, my shirt says, like, Jimmy's HOA. And they're like, well, some weirdos out there, like, me, the lady's out here talking to me right now. I can see her. And then she goes back and she goes, oh, that was you? I go, yeah, that was me.
Question for you. What made you want to work on the HOA? I mean, because I feel like the HOA is, like, one of those things where like everyone in the neighborhood just can't stand them. So why did you want to put yourself through that?
I really didn't want to work for the HOA. It's a maintenance thing. So they were applying. I didn't know it was HOA until I got the job.
Gotcha. Mm.
Fun times. Drama, drama, drama.
Because I remember I had one of my neighbors trying to be like, hey, you should run, go. They would complain about stuff at their house. And I'm like, listen, I'm like, oh, that sucks. Like, well, yeah, you should run. You should be a part of the HOA then so we don't have to deal with this. I'm like, what? Why do... No, if you got issues with the HOA, you become part of the HOA. And then they were trying to get my wife to be a part of it as well. Oh. And she even considered it for a half a second. And I'm like, what? Do you really want to deal with other people's drama?
That sounds awful.
No.
Like, you couldn't even pay me to do that job.
Like, I remember when I was a property manager, like, you know, dealing with that, an apartment manager. And, like, that sucked. And I only did it so I could live for free at the apartment.
I'm sorry, Steve, but I'm starting to think that, honestly, being on the HOA board is in your future because you were an RA.
Yes.
You were a property manager.
Yeah, but do you realize why I did those things?
To get cheapy rent and things like that?
To live for free. I would be the HOA president if I didn't have to pay my mortgage. In a heartbeat. I mean, I was an RA so I could get free room and board, and then I was an apartment manager so I could live in my apartment for free.
So you don't get like a discount on your dues or anything like that if you're on the board?
I never thought about that.
Wow. Do your research, Steve.
I don't know if it's worth it just for free HOA dues, though.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.